안녕하십니까? 2016년 5월 고등학교 1학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 5월 고등학교 1학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you see Larry this morning?
No, he is absent. His mother was seriously injured and is in the hospital now.
Oh no, what happened?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Judy, did you finish your writing assignment?
Yes, I stayed up late last night and finally finished it.
Good for you. What is it about?
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Susan White, your school librarian. I'm sorry to interrupt your lunchtime, but I have something to tell you about the library. Yesterday, I met with the student council, and they suggested that the school library hours be changed for the summer. They suggested that the library should open an hour earlier in the morning and stay open until 6 in the evening. So, starting next week, the library hours will be changed. It will be open from 7 in the morning to 6 at night. I hope that everyone takes advantage of these new hours. Thank you for your attention. Please enjoy the rest of your lunch.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm going to go to the Picasso exhibition this Saturday. Do you want to come with me?
Sure. Where's it being held?
At the Hollywood Museum.
Great. I can give you a ride there.
I don't think it's a good idea to go there by car. We'd better take the bus or the subway.
Why? Isn't there a parking lot there?
Yes, there is, but it's usually full on weekends.
Really? So you think we should use public transportation?
Definitely. I drove there once and had a hard time getting a parking space.
Okay, let's take the subway then. How about meeting at 11 a.m.?
Fine. I'll bring my camera. See you on Saturday. And don't forget to bring your camera.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Mr. Baker.
Good afternoon. Do you have any books about traveling in Australia?
Of course. Are you planning to travel in Australia?
Yes. My family is planning to go to Australia this summer for the holidays.
Good for you. The seasons there are opposite to what they are here, aren't they?
That's correct. I'm sure it'll be a great vacation for my family.
I hope it turns out to be the case. You can find the travel books in Section D.
Thanks. By the way, how many books can I borrow this time?
Let me check. You've already borrowed 2 books, so you can check out 2 more.
I see. Thanks for your help.
You're very welcome.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Emily, have you finished drawing the poster?
Yes, here it is. Take a look at it.
You put the title Cool Commuters in the lower part of the poster.
Yeah, and I drew the earth above the title.
It looks very good. Oh, you drew 3 figures on the earth. I like the boy on the left who is riding a bike.
I drew him in the hope that more students will ride their bikes to school like him.
I hope so too.
What about the subway train in the middle, which is full of passengers?
It also matches the theme of the title, Cool Commuters. And the bus on the right is cool as well.
I'm glad to hear that.
I really like your poster. You did an excellent job.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tony, are you busy now?
Not really. I'm just surfing the internet. Why?
If you're not busy, why don't you clean your room? Your grandmother is visiting this evening.
When is she arriving? Should I go meet her at the station?
You don't have to. Dad is going to pick her up on the way home. Tidy up your room instead. She'll be glad to see that your room is clean.
I already cleaned my room yesterday.
Okay, then. Can you go buy some groceries? I need to make dinner.
Sure. What should I buy?
I made a shopping list and put it on the table.
Okay, Mom. I'll go right away.
Thanks. I'll clean the bathroom while you're out.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 교과서를 집에 가져가는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Lisa. Are you going home?
Yes, classes are over for me.
Me too. What are those in your hands?
They're my textbooks.
They look heavy. Why didn't you put them in your locker?
I'm afraid I can't.
Why not? Have you already started studying for the midterm?
Not really. It's just that I can't use my locker right now.
Why? Is it broken?
No. Actually, I forgot to bring the key.
That's too bad. Give me those books. I'll carry them to the bus stop for you.
Thanks. How kind of you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to buy a pair of hiking boots. Do you have any by pro hikers?
Sure, these are all made by pro hikers. How about these green boots?
Oh, they look stylish. How much are they?
The original price is $160, but they're 50% off at the moment.
That's good. How about these brown boots?
They're $200. They're one of the most popular models these days.
Well, I like the simple design, but they're too expensive for me.
Then how about buying the green boots? They're very popular among young women like yourself.
Okay, I'll buy them. And I need a pair of hiking socks, too.
Hiking socks are $10 a pair, but since you're getting the hiking boots, I'll give them to you for free.
Oh, thanks a lot. Here's my credit card.
Shippon. 대화를 듣고 ABC 워터파크에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how about going to ABC Water Park this weekend?
ABC Water Park? Is that the new one downtown?
Yes, it's conveniently located near City Hall. We can go there by subway.
I heard they have exciting water slides and various indoor and outdoor pools.
Yes, there are pools for toddlers and kids of all ages, too.
I'm sure our son Mike will love it. What's the admission fee?
It's $40 for adults, $30 for children.
Pretty reasonable. Is there a place where we can have lunch or snacks?
There's a food court.
That's perfect. Let's go there this weekend.
(11번) 아메리칸 히스토리 102에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to American History 102. I'm your professor, Neil Anderson. This course covers the period from the American War of Independence to the present day. There will be a midterm and final exam. You will have to score 65 points or above on both tests to pass this course. In addition, there is a report. The report must be at least 10 pages. You will have to hand it in by the last day of class. That's July 5th. It must not be late. You should also hand in an outline of the report by the fourth week of the term. You can email the outline, but I would like a printed copy of your report. Any questions?
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 가구를 고르시오.
What are you doing on the computer, honey?
I'm looking for some furniture online.
Do we need new furniture?
Yes, I want to buy some new furniture for Jenny.
What do you want to buy?
I'm thinking of buying a desk, a bookshelf, and a chair.
That will cost us $300. In addition, Jenny's bookshelf is still in good shape, isn't it?
Maybe you're right, but she definitely needs a new desk and a chair.
Okay, then let's just buy those. We can buy a new bookshelf when Jenny enters high school.
Okay, let's order the two now.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Mom?
I'm selecting some photos for my presentation tomorrow.
Oh, can I see them? All of these are photos of feet.
Right. Since I'm a foot doctor, I'm giving a talk about foot conditions.
Ugh. Some of these photos are shocking.
You're looking at some of the worst foot conditions.
I'm really glad I don't have any of these problems.
Yes, it's very important to take good care of your feet.
Actually, there is something wrong with my feet, too.
Oh, really? What is it?
I have very bad foot odor. What should I do?
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, look at those people skiing over there.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Since this is my first time skiing, I'm really nervous.
There's nothing to be afraid of, honey. All we need to do is just follow what the instructor says.
Where do we get our skis anyway?
Oh, there it is. Wow, the rental prices and instruction fees are very expensive.
We're lucky to have a 50% discount coupon, aren't we?
That's right. Give me the coupon and I'll rent the equipment.
Oh no, I left the coupon in the car.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 점원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian has to buy a new computer mouse. The old one is broken, and now he needs a new one. He goes to a store and asks the clerk to show him some mouses. The clerk shows him two kinds. The mouses are similar in both color and shape. Brian asks about their prices. The clerk says that one is $30 and the other one is $20. Brian picks them up and looks at them closely. He actually tries using them, but he can't find any differences between them. Now he begins to wonder why there is a price difference between them. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to the clerk?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. We've already talked about how to clean bathrooms, but did you know electronics can be dirtier than toilet seats? Here are some tips for cleaning your electronic products. Firstly, when cleaning TV sets, don't use household cleaners because they can damage the special coating on the screens. Secondly, keyboards are often full of dust. For a quick cleaning, use a can of compressed air to blow out any dirt. Next, mobile phones are another product that needs cleaning. Their screens are often covered with fingerprints. To clean them, use a soft, wet cloth. Finally, remote controls should be cleaned, too. Use a soft brush to reach dirt and dust hiding in between the buttons. Keep these cleaning tips in mind, and you will keep your home clean and healthy. Thanks for listening.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. We've already talked about how to clean bathrooms, but did you know electronics can be dirtier than toilet seats? Here are some tips for cleaning your electronic products. Firstly, when cleaning TV sets, don't use household cleaners because they can damage the special coating on the screens. Secondly, keyboards are often full of dust. For a quick cleaning, use a can of compressed air to blow out any dirt. Next, mobile phones are another product that needs cleaning. Their screens are often covered with fingerprints. To clean them, use a soft, wet cloth. Finally, remote controls should be cleaned, too. Use a soft brush to reach dirt and dust hiding in between the buttons. Keep these cleaning tips in mind, and you will keep your home clean and healthy. Thanks for listening.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 언급된 제품이 아닌 것은? (목소리) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.